Did you like coming to the garden today?
Yes.
What did you like about the garden today?
I planted tomatoes.
Was it fun planting tomatoes?
Yes.
Did you get your hands dirty?
Yes.
Are they still dirty?
Yes.
Will they get clean?
Yes.
So everything's okay, right?
Yes.
Good. What do you like about planting gardens?
It's fun. It helps us, the people, to have something to eat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think it's important for people to have healthy food to eat?
Yes.
How come?
So they can live.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
All right. We're glad you're in City Farm Garden today,
thank
Emmanuel.
You. Thank you.
Well done.
Well done. Let me hear it.
Well, I won't have it to play yet.
You won't?
Nah, sorry.
Oh.
It could, it'll be on the radio in a week or so.
Radio?
On the website. It's radio and websites. So, hey, thanks.
I'll be on the radio. Yeah. Hey, Jason.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it.
Me and Chris will be on the radio.
Can you talk for a minute and say what's going on out here? And this is yours.
Go broadcast.
Yeah. So, what's going on here at Ohio and Bryden?
Little summer
cookout.
Summer clouds, summer cookout. Summer gardening, early July, and we're just enjoying an evening of fellowship and getting some tomatoes in the ground for City Farm. I got some guys with me from Ad Ohio, which is a agency that works with the developmentally disabled, and for me, this is a great opportunity to give them opportunities to connect with the earth and to just apply life lessons to everyday things. And I think gardening is such a great place to be able to teach not only young adults and elders, everybody can learn in the garden, but this is particularly great for this type of work because I can just use the garden as a way to have some teachable moments and help these guys increase their self-esteem and their skill set and help out Hank and Daniel and City Farm in the process. It's a win-win.
So I get your name right.